Life Audio.
Hello. Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are so glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is solitude with Jesus. After a brief message from one of our sponsors, we will listen to today's devotion.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Seeking Solitude with the Savior. Written and read by Kyle Norman. Early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus withdrew to a solitary place, and there he prayed. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. I have a confession to make. I'm not as efficient as I should be. There are times where I feel that I don't really produce much during my day. I probably spend far too much time on my phone. I scroll Instagram or Facebook, I putter with Amazon. And during the evenings, I probably spend far too much time in front of the television. I have these thoughts about my regular life, but I also feel this sometimes in my spiritual life as well. Every once in a while, I have questions like, have I done enough for God? Am I being as faithful as Jesus calls me to be? Doesn't the Spirit want me to do anything? Have you ever asked yourself these questions? The drive to constant movement can be disastrous in our spiritual lives. It's easy to heap upon us a sense of self-condemnation over what we might feel is a lack of spiritual productivity. After all, we say things like, idle hands are the devil's playthings, or God helps those who help themselves. You know, these phrases, which do not occur in Scripture, make us believe that spiritual blessings are somehow connected to the amount of work we do or the results that we can produce. But these are just failed versions of works-based righteousness, and it's disastrous for our spiritual lives. Was Jesus an example of pristine efficiency? Did he pursue productivity over prayer? No. Jesus often withdrew himself to lonely places, removing himself from the busyness of his ministry and the frenetic call of the crowds. Despite the pressing needs that constantly surrounded him, Jesus often sought times to be alone. To put it another way, in a results-oriented world, Jesus wasted his time. A lot. Jesus knew that plugging into his life with the Father necessitated the need to unplug from the demands of the world. So he sought out the time and the place conducive to such prayerful attending. Early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus withdrew to a solitary place. The word used for solitary place here can also be translated as wasted place. It describes a place of no habitation, no population, a place of complete stillness, solitude, and silence. Jesus sought out a place devoid of all activity and noise so that he could attend the Father's presence and voice. Now, Jesus' time in solitude was not just a one-time event. He frequently sought out these times and places. For example, Jesus spends time in solitude before he chooses the disciples. He seeks a lonely place after the disciples return from their very first mission. Jesus spends time praying alone following the feeding of the 5,000, and he seeks time alone in the Garden of Gethsemane. Throughout the course of his ministry, Jesus frequently engaged in times of solitude. Now, he didn't enter these solitude times simply to recharge his spiritual battery. Jesus sought out solitude and silence to receive instruction and direction regarding his messianic mission. After spending the morning in a lonely place, Jesus emerged with a clarity as to the direction of his ministry. Amid all the pressing demands and the reminder that everyone was looking for you, Jesus was sure that he had to go to the surrounding villages because that's why he had come. Jesus would often emerge from his time in wasted places with a sense of clarity and direction. Intersecting faith and life. You know, that same sense of calmness and peace can be felt in our lives as well. As we live our Christian lives, we may face difficult decisions. Similarly, the weight of all our demands and tasks may weigh heavily on our shoulders. In the face of such things, times of solitude and silence can be calming for us. They provide needed relief, direction, and strength. The more that we spend time with Jesus in a focused time of prayerful attending, the greater degree of direction we have, and the greater peace we hold as we navigate the unknowns of our life of faith. Now, we can easily fall into the temptation of busyness in our lives, and we might tell ourselves that we just don't have the time to cultivate solitude and silence. There's too much going on, we say. Or, if I don't do this, nobody else will. Or, everyone is counting on me. But is this really true? After all, as busy as I tell myself I am, I always have time to scroll through social media from time to time, don't I? And despite the pressing demands of my ministry, well, I'm always home in time for my favorite television show. Deep down, we all know that being, quote, too busy to find times alone with Jesus is a lie. If we truly seek it, we can find the time necessary to connect with him. If you are wanting to have a deeper faith, then waste your time with Jesus. Seek solitude with your Savior. Cultivate a habit where he is your focus, where you attend to his presence and his voice. Doing so is easier than you might think. You can observe a time of silent prayer for 5 minutes in the morning while it's still dark. Or maybe you can spend time in silence at the end of the day. You know, the great thing about these times of solitude is that we never have to manage it or master it. In these wasted places, away from the demands of productivity and efficiency, we simply allow Jesus to do his work in our lives. And the more we engage in such time, the more we will find that our connection with Jesus doesn't just remain with us in those places, but it continues with us constantly throughout our day. So, how will you seek solitude with Jesus in your life this week? For further reading, read Mark chapter 1, verse 35 to 39, 1 Kings 19, verses 11 to 18, and How to Seek God in Silence and Solitude on crosswalk.com.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com